Hi there, it's Kendra. Welcome to the Brand Journalist Podcast, where I basically unload on you all the things that vex me about content marketing and the realities of writing for fun and profit. So I belong to a couple professional marketing groups and do a good deal of chatting with people about marketing and writing. And I hear a lot of questions around how much content is enough, both length and number of pieces. I also hear about how sometimes one stakeholder, maybe it's a CEO or an SEO firm, will have a narrow idea of what works, hear my air quotes, and take it upon themselves to strong arm everyone else into their way of thinking. This work would be great if not for the clients, am I right? Anyway, one thing you should know is a lot of strategies work because marketing with content is both an art and a science. And anyone who tells you otherwise has a self-published book available on Amazon they want to sell you. The only thing that sure doesn't work is never creating anything because you can't get your stuff together. So here's a common thing I read about and honestly have encountered in my career a whole bunch of times. This person writes, "My SEO team is pushing my team to write 30 blogs a month to get exposure for a client. Also, their strategy stinks. In the past, this client's blogs have consisted 100% of hard sells as requested by the sales team, and nobody wants to read that stuff. So she wonders, do I just not get it? Or is this actually off base in terms of requests?" Lady, that is utterly nutballs. 30 blogs a month is nothing but a recipe for crap content, and it looks like on top of that, it's also shaping up to be one long screaming sales pitch. Both of these things honestly drain my will to live just a little bit. So, first of all, the request is a big fat no, but how do you stand behind that no when you have people yelling at you about keyword density? Well, first off, this is a perfect example of quality over quantity. No matter how incredible your team is, 30 well-researched, well-planned, well-written pieces in 30 days is pretty impossible. I'm going to assume that your team is not 30 people, and even then, you're not going to get consistency of quality spread out over that many people. What you will get in pretty much any scenario is shallow, undifferentiated, uninspired writing. Writing nobody is going to read or care about or click into and then be led lovingly to your site or to lead capture of some sort. Said another way, nobody is going to follow your stale, gross breadcrumbs even if you've dumped out a truckload of them. A better suggestion, write 4 or 5 really great pieces of content that support your sales strategies, but poke around into the dusty corners of what's interesting, surprising, or emotionally intriguing about what you're selling rather than spitting back key benefits. Here's a few specific tips. Number one, start from the end. Rather than beginning solely from your sales team's goals for the month, why not start from the perspective of your audience? Hopefully you have a strong brand strategy and some kick-ass personas to work against. And if you don't, you're going to want to come back and listen in for the next few weeks as we start talking about all things brand. But generally, you'll want to start from the end. What I mean there is, in your mind, put yourself in the heads of the people you want to reach. Imagine they're about to type something into the search bar. What would it be? There's a little voodoo to this. The key is to be both specific and broad at the same time, which sounds like bunk, but it can be done. What you're looking for at minimum is a question that's insider enough to zero in on that special pain your product solves for people. The best performing piece of content I think I've ever produced was an article around design thinking that was titled simply, "What is insight?" It just hit the perfect note apparently, and it still gets my clients several thousand hits a month. Number two, put your search research hat on. You can get your Google on yourself and run through a list of possibilities related to your subject to see what people are already writing about, what's ranking well, and what's a question that's just not being answered that your clients should be taking on. But there's also a bunch of services that can help you out. Two of my favorite are BuzzSumo, that's like the sound bees make plus big guy Japanese wrestling, and one called Answer the Public, which is free and gives you results in a mind map type visualization that makes it easy to expand upon once you get started. Then align your blog with rising trends and go. Number three, make each blog you create longer. Yeah, you heard me. I've heard 1,000 times, let's keep this under 600 words because, you know, people don't read anymore. But I've come to realize that anecdotal line is just a line because it turns out, unsurprisingly, if you think about it, that if something is better written, offers more value, is specific and intuitive, it's going to probably be longer inherently. And therefore, when its true love audience finds it, they're going to stick around and finish it, and then burn up their click finger getting in touch with the company that served it up. There's actually a lot of good info that backs this up, some of it from content strategy guru Neil Patel, for example, who says, evergreen long-form content, that's stuff that's 2,000 words or more, performs better on all counts than shorter-form content. And bloggers who spend 6 or more hours per post are 56% more likely to report strong results than those who don't. Now, don't forget that there's an art to long-form content, too. Visuals, scannability, snackability. But we'll talk more about those things in another episode. My final piece of advice is, when in doubt, or in this case, being doubted, suggest a test and measure the results. If your longer, better, more audience-tuned blogs don't get the results your sales-hungry monkeys want, then they've earned the right to try it their way. This will most likely work, by the way, and their suggestion won't, so don't worry. But if you have to negotiate, a test is always a good way to buy time as you refine your strategy. So, how do you throw down in the quantity versus quality deathmatch? How are you selling really good, readable, valuable content to your clients? I want to hear from you. Email me at thebrandjournalist@edgarallan.com. Remember, that's A-L-L-A-N. And I'll talk to you next week.